Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio. I'm Jim Gullickson, along with Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Who is the research manager for Center for Rural Policy and Development. And we're talking today about a study that was recently completed.
Right.
On and this is actually the seventh one in a row you've done on the internet connectivity around the state.
Right. We started this in 2001 just to see how we started out in rural Minnesota to see how many people had computers at home, were connected to the internet, and were buying broadband, which was a really new thing back in 2001. And since then, we've been doing this every year. We've been following the progress of all three of those technologies, and we started including the Twin Cities area in there, too, about 3 years ago, so we could make comparisons with that.
So tell me, what were there any surprises in the results from this survey that you discovered?
Well, there was. This year, shouldn't have been too much of a surprise, because last year we started to see a real acceleration in the percentage of households in rural Minnesota that were taking up broadband, basically, that were starting to buy high-speed internet service, which would be your cable modem or your DSL or some kind of wireless service. And last year, it had really shot up from the year before. And this year basically continued that trend. It went from about 40% of rural households last year to over 52% this year. So now we can say that over 50% of households in rural Minnesota are subscribing to broadband.
That's a pretty high percentage. Now, there are still people, though, that use good old-fashioned dial-up, right?
Right, yeah. We found that there was about 20% of people who had internet connection were still using dial-up. And it's really not surprising, because when we started looking at what people were doing online and how much time they were spending online, people with dial-up were really spending a lot less time online and doing fewer things. And if you're a big broadband booster, you know, you'll think, oh, that's, you know, that's not necessarily a good thing. But, you know, if you don't need broadband, if you just think, I don't know if I need it enough to pay that price for it, if it's working for you, you know, that's fine. And I think we may have gotten to that point with broadband. When we started looking at availability and where people are accessing it, we found that basically of households with internet connections, only about 7% of them said that they couldn't get broadband. And so it may just be boiling down to now to a matter of choice.
Sure. So the marketplace has kind of taken care of the need
It's kind of looking that way, too.
For that service.
And we found that the gap between the percentage of metro households with broadband and rural households has really shrunk.
One thing to look for is just that curve on that on the graph. It is
right.
Quite amazing.
It's really taking a swing upwards.
Yeah, absolutely, for rural Minnesota. Well, I want to thank you for sharing on that. And will that be available generally fairly soon?
Or? Yeah, we're hoping it should be out by the end of May.
Very good. Marnie Werner has been my guest. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato.